This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Matt Lauer supposedly feels like he's owed an apology after he made an appearance at Don Lemon's wedding. So this is all coming out from a source that says that he is looking for his next gig or has a next gig lined up, and he thinks that he's been the victim of the whole thing. So just to give you a reminder, he was...
Matt Lauer is the victim?
Yes.
Okay.
So just to give you a little reminder, he was obviously the highest paid TV anchor on NBC, and he was fired for alleged inappropriate sexual behavior with a female staffer during the 2014 Winter Olympics. And we have not seen or heard from this man since then. He got out of the public eye until he was at this wedding and supposedly, I guess, was going around and telling people he's got his next act ready, and he's very upset with how he was portrayed, and he still feels like he was the victim, which is just very, so it's a surprising hill to die on after all these years. You know, there's nothing to get out of this. Start a podcast like everybody else who's been disgraced.
Well, he can't get more canceled. So at this point, he should be able to say whatever he wants.
You don't think there's definitely not a limit to the cancelability. I feel like you can continuously become a worse person.
Oh, this levels the cancellation for sure.
I mean, he doesn't have any projects in the works, though, right? I mean, he's essentially unemployed.
He says that he has something, or at least that's what the source is telling Us Weekly. So who knows if we see a Matt Lauer podcast come out in the next 6 months. Okay, so if you could DM any celebrity, if you knew they would respond, which celebrity would you want to respond to and why?
Oh, we've done this, and we reached out to the celebrities, and I don't think any one of us got a response, because I hit up Paul McCartney.
You did?
Yes.
So I think I forgot to tell you this. I reached out to Austin Riley on your behalf.
You did? No, he's married. He's like a nice family man.
Not like that.
Oh.
So. Why did you immediately go there?
That's a lot of jumping to conclusions.
Because me and my friend were just at a Braves game on Saturday, and we were looking at the roster, obviously trying to enter our WAG era, and I was like, ooh, Austin Riley's cute, and she goes, he's a nice family man. And I was like,
you literally jumped off that cliff with no parachute.
I'm telling you.
I was like, my bill's about to get paid.
So there was a while ago where you said you had reached out to him a couple of different times on Instagram.
No, this is a different person. It was Riley Green.
Did you reach out to the wrong person?
No, that's what I mean. Okay. That's what I mean, Riley Green. Yeah.
Hey, I'm already in Riley Green's DMs.
Okay,
he responded to me.
So I hit Riley Green up and
the
I
country
asked him,
artist.
Yes.
Okay.
And asked him to do a prank on you.
No.
I did. I asked him to call me so I could record him like pretending to call the radio station saying, hey, can you please stop having Abby DM me? So
That's funny. He
responded back.
He did?
What did he say?
He did. But it was, I missed it the first time that he hit me up. I totally missed it. Didn't see the check mark. Must have been one of those days where I was doing an ask me anything or anything and went weeks not seeing it. By the time I finally did, I hit him back and told him the whole situation, and he ghosted me.
Oh.
What did he say?
He never returned. The first one was like, he almost seemed eager to do it.
Look at her face.
I know.
Here's what he said. He said, Abby is so pretty and I'd love to go on a date with her. I couldn't possibly do that to her.
I'm so upset with you
so
right now.
I am so sorry that I dropped the ball on that for you.
That's probably why he reads my DMs, because I wonder, because I remember when I first started here, that's what I was doing. I was DMing a bunch of celebs to see who would respond to me, and he was the only one. I was like, this is the only person I cared about. How is he the only person to respond to me?
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, it took I explained it to him in the very beginning. He seemed eager, and then I didn't even see it and follow up with him.
I'm so mad at you.
I know.
Well, anyway, so this is all coming very full circle because it's been a year since Riley Green started DMing with me. I mean, he like opened one DM, and now every time I send him a DM, I get the red receipt. And Dumois recently put out a podcast where they talked about successful DM slide-ins for people who want to get celebs' attention.
The beginning of March, someone in a Q&A wrote in and said, for the girlies who slide into the DMs of celebrities, what do you say? What's an intriguing first line? I'm going to read some answers that the audience gave. For athletes, they told their friend to slide in offering to be their personal cheerleader. It's worked so many times. That's a cute one. Somebody says to ask, would you rather have a bear head and a human body or a human head and a bear body? They swear that this question works every time. Somebody says to give the suspicious eye emoji or to just write dang. And they said this works every time. Somebody said they wrote to Steve Howie, please date me. And it worked. Somebody said, I usually just go with a selfie / nude. Usually works with A-list celebs. I asked an athlete for their advice on what gets their attention. And the person that I asked said,
All right.
Oh. So anyway,
I ended strong.
It really did.
I figured I would try a couple of these DMs on other celebs. So if you want to DM me people you think I should DM and see if it works, I will keep y'all posted. And I am seeing Riley Green next weekend, so maybe I'll get the courage to slide back into his DMs. All right. 90s drama is making a comeback with three of the original stars. I'll tell you what beloved show is coming back on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.